very sadly, when Regan was at nursery, he was incorrectly fed wholemeal bread. He had an anaphylactic reaction to that incident. My wife rushed to the nursery, and by the time she got there, Regan was struggling to breathe. The EpiPen wasn't administered, despite the EpiPen being on site. An ambulance was called. The EpiPen was then administered at the time, and thankfully Regan was okay. That incident has clearly raised even more passion in us to ensure that children are kept safe as possible in school and education settings, but also staff are well trained and well prepared should these severe incidents happen.
And I guess with that, you know, you've said that, you know, it can be quite hard to spot if someone's having an allergic reaction, when to maybe administer the EpiPen. There's not that much kind of understanding or training on that. So is that something you're trying to raise awareness for?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely trying to raise the right baseline awareness, really, because it can be a scary situation for anyone to be in, a teacher or member of the public or whatever it may be. But the trigger signs are pretty common. The things to look out for, and I think if there was more awareness out there to not only know what allergies are, but the distinction between things like intolerances and allergies, and what to look out for when someone's having a severe reaction, the things to do and the procedures to put in place, really.